Hi.
Whoa.
George Nicola.
Lesbian and Nicola.
The twins on Dare to Begin Life Coaching.
Good on you, bro.
We love you guys.
Welcome, guys. Welcome.
And thank you so much for joining.
Exactly. Exactly. Sunday evening over here in Cyprus.
And it's lovely. It's actually been really, really hot.
Monday
and it's
morning.
Supposed to be autumn, and it was over 35 degrees today.
Yeah, it was a hot one.
Even talking to you guys, my hair's wet from there. Yeah, it is hot.
I'm rocking the old Led Zepp t-shirt, guys.
Oh, Troy. George is hot, and he's not talking about the weather.
Exactly. Can't help it. Anyway, let's go.
You guys, let's get into it.
You are hot, eh?
I am. Yeah, and I'm not talking about the weather either. just a bit of a joke, you guys. Yes, we said that we were going to talk today about how to stand up for yourself,
mm-hmm.
how to get that power and stand up for your rights in difficult situations. And, yeah, I want to start off with just telling you about my experience with a friend of mine. As you guys know, I've got four dogs, and last month we met up with my friend Catherine, and we were at the dog park.
I've met Catherine.
You've met Catherine, nice person.
Lovely girl.
She told me to share this with you because it's transformed her life.
Nice.
So I want to tell you the story, you guys. Yeah, we were at the dog park, and I could see her. She wasn't herself. She was sort of quite upset.
Bit distant,
uh-huh. Yeah. She was tearing up.
Wow.
And I asked her what happened. And all of a sudden she said, the visualization technique didn't work.
The visualizer didn't work?
Didn't work. And I said, what are you talking about? Well, she said to me, I have been working on myself to be able to stand up for myself. And it just didn't work, you guys. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
And I said to her, can you explain? She goes, I stand in the mirror every morning. I look at myself in the mirror. I say to myself, you are strong. You can stand
powerful.
Up.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work. I felt really, really sorry for her. And because she's dealing with bullies at work. A lot of people I know are dealing with bullies at work.
Yeah.
People that are mistreating them, people that are not allowing them to get credit for what they do. They're not being seen and heard.
Okay.
And this was hers. This was her problem. Now, I said to her, it's not just about positive
affirmations.
Yeah, affirmations. It's not just about thinking positive. You really have to act it out, and you have to stand up and because sometimes when we think positively we freeze when it's time to actually stand up for ourselves.
True
all
story.
Of a sudden we freeze.
True.
Have you ever been
through
that
been
front, you know, no matter how you you've practiced it when it comes
to,
you go through the
comes
freeze
to the crunch,
like the fight flight or freeze mode. And this was, you know, what was happening with Catherine. She was going through a freeze mode at work whenever she went to stand up for herself. And so what we decided to do was look at some techniques that would help her.
Sure.
And I delved into a really good book. It's called, it's from Phil Stutes, I remember. It's The Tools, okay, the book's The Tools, and it's about transforming your mindset into courage and confidence.
Nice.
And
courage
creativity,
and confidence.
Yeah. The book is about that. And so anyway, what we decided to do is to use some of the tools from the book. These guys are psychologists, and they're amazing. So what I told her in
the book's called The Tools.
Yeah, The Tools by Phil Stutes and Barry Michaels. And it's transform your confidence. No, transform yourself into confidence and creativity, something like that. Anyway, so the first step we had to do with Catherine is we decided, well, we looked at where was the pain coming from, where to write a journal and to think of all the times, and so to look at what triggered them, you know, to bully her. What was it?
What triggered the event?
What triggered the event? And so Catherine came up with quite a few times where she felt bullied. She was laughed at work and she was treated pretty badly. And the second step we had to do was actually to visualize herself, actually stepping out, being like the second person, like stepping out of the victimhood and stepping out and actually confronting the
stepping
situation.
Out from her, from herself.
Yep, and actually confronting the situation. And and instead of, sometimes we see the situation with fear. A lot of us, we see the situation with fear and anxiety. But this time I said to her, see it with excitement. See that you're going to face your boss with excitement. That you're going to say what you want to say and be happy that you are claiming being seen and heard. You're claiming your space in the office. And so see it with excitement. So go from being a victim to being the victor. You know, it's like taking, and so that was a good one. Now, step three was actually allowing the pain, the fears, and all those feelings of confronting the victims at work to surface. And so visualize the pain, visualize it, but see it in a massive cloud in front of you, massive cloud, and see it in front of you, see your boss and everybody laughing at you and all that, and actually step into the pain. Step into the pain with excitement.
Right.
And while you're in the pain, you speak up for yourself.
While you're in the pain?
While you're in the pain, you start to say to them what you didn't like. So you say, I don't like being mocked in front of my colleagues.
Nice.
So say what it is. I don't like being mocked in front of my colleagues. I feel,
I'm not being valued.
Yeah, I feel undervalued.
Yeah.
I feel disgraced. What else could she feel? I feel resentment, or I feel anger. So actually state what you feel.
Nice.
I feel, what do you feel? And then what do you want? I need to be valued at work. I need to be respected. I need trust in order to work in these conditions.
Okay.
And so she practiced and practiced and then
She's in a good space.
Yes, she does, actually, yeah. And when she walked out of the cloud, she claimed her space. So she walked into it. She said, bring on the pain. I love the pain. The pain is going to set me free. And she did these three steps. And when she stepped out
of the cloud.
Boy, she got this energy and this. And she was feeling excitement to confront her her colleagues and her boss and everyone. And so after practicing it and after actually doing it with minor things at home, like she practiced on poor Jeff.
On Jeff.
Poor thing. Because he asked her to polish his shoes. And she didn't have time. And she
Jeffrey, I feel sorry for you.
And she practiced on little situations like that until she had the courage to actually face her problem at school, at work.
Big joy.
Man. And so it was, so basically that's it. It's about, first of all, visualizing the situation.
Yeah.
doing the exercise of stepping into the cloud. I love the plane. The plane sets me free. Stepping into it, you know, let's do
walking
it.
Walking out.
And actually doing those steps that we said, what was it? First state the situation.
Yeah.
I feel undervalued. I feel whatever. And I want, I need, I require, whatever, you know, you say it. And basically, what happened, it's quite funny, but what happened is Catherine gained respect and she actually left the job on herself, by herself, because she just, after confronting them, she really didn't want to be in that situation anymore, and she's found a much better job.
She found their voice, she found their power.
Yep.
Oh,
and that's what it's about.
Good to hear, Catherine.
Nice. So, you guys, I would love you to try this technique. It's helped Catherine a lot.
Yeah.
And she wanted me to talk to you about it today. Yeah. You guys, let me see. Who have we got here? This is a bit of a, I don't know. I think I've mucked this one up. But anyway, that's all good. That's us.
Dare to Begin Life Coaching.
Catch us on thatsbeenanicola.com. Oh, thatsbeenanicola.com. You can find article, podcasts, a lot of material there. And if you've got friends, please tell
share
them.
Share the love, guys. Share the love.
Tell them. Oh, there it is.
Hey,
Bina.
Guys.
Bina. How are you? Hi, guys, from Mum and Me. We love you. So you guys, go into our website, thatsbeenanicola.com. You can download a whole lot of podcasts. You can
free material,
articles.
Good stuff, guys.
Good stuff. You can,
big selection.
And please tell your friends about Dare to Begin Life Coaching. And join us next week.
Hit that subscribe button, huh?
Yeah, on my YouTube channel as well. Yeah. So, peace, love, and rainbows. And remember, guys, live your life.
Exactly, Monday. Thanks, guys.
Love you, twin.
Love you, twin. Good on you, Bob.
Love you.
Peace.
And rainbows. Peace, love, and rainbows.
Exactly.